גמרא קידושין דף מ"ז. תראה דף במשפט בין משמד מור זקני יוסף בן צרה וגמרא תקנתי יפה בצרה, וראינו משפט אברהם בן אסתר, אברהם ציון בן אסתר, רוח השם תנחמת בגן עדן אמן. תראה דף במשפט אשר משה מדינה צרה בתרחה רחמה בתרחה תן לרפן אליהם תקופת הנפש ותקופת הגוף ותן קרבה לבוא וכן יהי רצון ולומר אמן. We are learning on the Daf Mem-Zayin Amud Bet, and we are on the bottom line, Amar Rava. We went to the Mishnah. Hayta ochelet rishona rishona. She was eating the dates that she got, or a kedushin, she was eating one by one. So we learned that we said, Ena mekudeshet. It is not mekudeshet. So we understood it's talking about going back on the case of Hitket Shili. Betmara zu ubezu ubezu. That case of the Mishnah, which is being mechadesh the lady on a certain amount of stuff. They do with this, with this, and with this. So the kiddushin is really not hal until the end. And therefore, if she eats anything in the beginning, so therefore, if it's not shaveh peruta, so therefore it comes in melveh. Because she ate, the kiddushin was not there yet. She owes that money. That's a loan out. She owes that money. The kiddushin is not hal till the end. Therefore, it's not going to be kodeshet until there's a shaveh peruta at the last one. The last one already, that's ready. The kiddushin is hal. That's what we understood in the Mishnah. So, Amar Rava. So, Rava came along and said, Voshanu Eila da Amar La, Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. Ah, that which we said if she eats the first one. It's not going to be a kiddushin. That's only when the guy said bezu ubezu ubezu. The kiddushin is not hal until the end, and therefore anything that she eats until that point becomes a debt that she owes, and therefore you cannot be mekadesh with a milveh. Therefore, it's no good. But amanda beelu, if ketchit, because she took a whole pile of stuff to her husband, if ketchit beelu, and then he started giving her one at a time, and she's taking them and eating them as she's getting them. Even if she eats them and there's not a shaveh peruta till the end, doesn't matter. It's mekudeshet. Why? Ki ka'achla b'nenafshe ka'achla. Because when she's eating, she's eating husband. The guy says kachili be'elu, the kiddushin is right away. It's not the kiddushin is hal at the end, at the last one. Already in the first one, be'elu is all together. The kiddushin is hal, not bezu, 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 mekudeshet to the end, like the last case, but smelvet till that point. No. Be'elu means kiddushin is already from the first one, but as she's eating him, the Zalka said the Malveh, she's eating her own stuff, and therefore, as long as it's Shaveh Pilta, towards the end doesn't matter, it's Mekudesh. Tanya Kevete de Rava, we have a Ra'aya, we're just trying to prove how do you know it's Kachili Be'ilu, it's okay. It's Kachili Be'alon, Be'rimon, Be'egoz. These are all types of nuts, I'm assuming over here. She says, Alon, Aglant Be'la'az, Humachal Hazir Ya'ar. The food that the pigs eat. Bishon Ashkenaz, Eichlin. Ah, so this. Vegam, Bene Adam Ochlin, Betsulin Otam Be'esh. Kimo Armonim, a chestnut. So therefore, they roasted on the fire. So therefore, it's these type of head. Ketchini Be'alon, Berimon, Ube'egos. All type of nuts. Osha Amar La, it Ketchini Be'elu. What is that? With these items. In Yish Bechulan Shaveh Peruta, Mekudesh. So long as it's all together. And all the answers are shvet rutat, mekudesh ve'im lad, and mekudesh. But if not, not mekudesh. Okay, we understand that case. Next case. Bezu, ubezu, ubezu. With this item, with this item, with that item. And yesh bekudan shvet rutat, mekudesh. Same thing. They all have a shvet rutat altogether, collectively. Mekudesh ve'im lad, and a mekudesh. Bezu, netalto ve'achalto. Right, with this item, and she took it, same case. Bezu, she took it, she ate it. Bezu. She took it and she ate it. Ve'od bezu, ve'od bezu. Or a case is where the guy said, it's kachili bezu, ve'od bezu, ve'od bezu. And a mekudeshet at she'e be'achat mehen shaveh peruta. So it's not going to be mekudeshet until, well, the way we learned, if it's going correct, until the last one is a shaveh peruta, because until that point over there, it's going to be like a melveh. That's what we understood. So the Lord says, "Hi, Ba'alon b'dimon be'egoz yechidame." Okay, let's go back to the case where he's giving her the nuts. What's the case? How did he give her these nuts? Either mad amar la, or ba'alon, or b'dimon, or be'egoz. If he said, "It kachili," either with the alon, or the egoz, or the rimon, im yesh bechulan shaveh peruta mekudeshet. How could that be? What do you need all of them to have a shaveh peruta? והא או כאמר. He said, oh, לכאורה, only one of them has to be אישה בפירוטה, ואלא בעלון וברימון באגוז. And I must have told that Kachili with this, with the alon, with the egos, the rimon. Hainu bezu, ubezu, ubezu. Well, we have that case already in the Braita. Bezu, bezu, bezu. It's the same case that is stated already. Eda la be'amada be'elu. And I must have taken all three items and said, Kachili be'elu with these items, and then he gave it to her one at a time, right? So, Gemara says, hold it. Hamid diktani sefa, o shamalat kachili be'elu. We have that case also written in the Braita. It's Kachili Be'elu. It's written explicitly. Michlal Bereshah, La Be'elu Askinan. Must be the case of the nuts is not talking about Be'elu. He goes, no. Perushe Ka Mefaresh. It's Kachili Be'alon Be'limon Be'egos Ketzad. Kegon De'amar La. It's Kachili Be'elu. Good. So never that, now we understand at least the case. But the case of the nuts is what? He takes all the three nuts together and he says, it's Kachili Be'elu. So we said, if they all have a Shavet Peruta collectively, she is going to be Mekudeshet. Now we come to the proof. If he came along and said, Bezu, took it and ate it. Bezu, took it and ate it. So he says, Imish Bahat Mem Shavet Peruta, Mekudeshet, Ve'im Lab, Ena Mekudeshet. So then already we said that the last one has to be worth a Shavet Peruta. Mashma Wad, only in that case where he said, Bezu, Bezu, Ubezu. Then you have to be concerned that the last one at least is going to be worth a Shavet Peruta, because the earlier ones are considered a Malveh. But in the case of the nuts, the bride does not make a chiluk whether she received them or ate them, because it doesn't make a difference. The bride only made a chiluk on eating in the case of bezu, bezu, ubezu. Then it makes a difference because what? The kiddushin is not till the end, before she ate the earlier ones, before she's eating something that's not for kiddushin, yet before she's a debt, and if you cannot be the kiddushin only if the kiddushin is hal in the end, that the shirpul does in the end. But it's mashma that in the case of the be'elu, even if she ate them as she's getting them, it's going to be the kiddushin. Shema mina, kolecha damanda be'elu, and any time he says be'elu, ki ka'achla, menafsha ka'achla, she's eating her own stuff, and therefore, Shema Minna, it is going to be okay. So that's it. All we did until this point of it, we've proven that there's a difference between Bezu, 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 or a case of Be'elu. Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. Then already the last item has to be worth a Shavet Peruta. Otherwise, the earlier items are not going to work. However, when it comes to the case of Be'elu, even if she eats the earlier ones, it'll be Mekudeshet. Why? Because the kiddushin is hal right away, like. Right away, it's her she's eating. It's the stuff that won't stop. Okay, so now the Gemara goes for it. Let me set you up so you'll understand this next piece over here. Remember we learned in the Mishnah, we had two ways of learning in the Mishnah. When it said this case of she was eating, right? She was eating them, so it's not Mekudeshet until one of them has a Shavet Peruta. So according to one theory, we understood it's going back in the case of Bezu, 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 on the Sefer of the Mishnah. That what? That if she's eating them, the guy's actually Bezu, 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 right? So because she's not hot to the last one. Therefore, if she's eating the earlier ones, what do we mean earlier ones? She's eating the first ones, so it's not going to be Mekudeshet until there's a Shavet Peruta on the last one. Ad Shiyeh Be'ehad Mehem Shavet Peruta. Ad Shiyeh Be'ehad Mehem. Be'ehad Mehem means the last one. Even though it says Be'hadmim, so normally Be'hadmim means anyone. But we're learning that this means the last one. Good. But there was another theory. Another theory said, no. It's coming under the Shah. Where the guy said, in the Mishnah, it kachi li bizu, it kachi li bizu, it kachi li bizu. Where he separated each item with its kachi, which we know each one is considered separate. You're not being mitzvah. So he was, if she's eating them, right? So what does it mean, Miyesh Bechatmim? That theory understood it means what? That even the first one, if it has a Shavet Peruta, should be Mekudeshet. Miyesh Bechatmim Shavet Peruta, so the Gemara, of course, it's Kachili Bezu. It's got to be Shavet Peruta. Why, what do you have to tell me? Miyesh Bechatmim Shavet Peruta. Of course, it's Kachili Bezu. It's got to be Shavet Peruta. But you would have thought since she ate it, so therefore it's Mekarba Hanayata. And when she eats it, she's getting a hana'ah immediately. So you might have thought that even if it's less than a Shavet Peruta, it can be Mekudesh because she's benefiting it so much. Kamash Malano, even if she eats eats it, it's not considered mekudesh until it has indeed a shaveh peruta. So according to that theory, inyesh be'achat mehem means any of them. That was the problem that theory had. It doesn't mean the last one. Because the Muslim says inyesh be'achat mehem. So yeah, it's going on the first case in the Mishnah, where kachili bezuot, kachili bezuot, kachili bezuot. If one of them has a shaveh peruta, the hadush is, even though she's eating it, you might have thought that you could have less than a shaveh peruta. Kamash ma'alam? No. Good. Now, in this braita over here, here's the theory. Here's the questions. Now, in this braita over here that we just read, one of the cases that we discussed was bezu, bezu, ubezu. Okay, that's like the second case in the Mishnah. Kishili bezu, bezu, bezu. And the end of the braita says, im yesh be'ahad mehem. And then achla, if she ate them, yesh be'ahad mehem shaveh peruta, mikudeshet. So you have to learn, since the case of the braita was bezu, 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 means if the last one has a shaveh peruta, it is going to be mekudesh. So that's good according to the theory that we learned in the Mishnah, that yesh be'achatim is going on the last one. In the case bezu, 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 very, very fine. However, if you're learning like the other theory in the Mishnah that said that the bezu, 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 that the case of achla, achat mehim, is going back on the resha, so it doesn't make sense, because in this braita we didn't have a case like that. It's kachili bezu, it kachili bezu, it kachili bezu. That's not one of the cases of this braita. And therefore, how is that shita going to learn? Which means it's mukhaf from this braita that the theory that said that imachla hatman is going back on the bezu 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 case, because that's the case the Mishnah over here offers, and that's the that's the same thing imachla hatman. So you see that theory is right. We see this right now. Ani halim andamara sefaka. So according to shita, it says imachla hatman is going back on the sefa, which means achi ebe hatman shere peruta. Umay ache ba'chatem shaveh peruta ache ba'acharona shaveh peruta. It means that the last one is shaveh peruta. Hachidame, so to over here in this braita, when it said ache ba'acharona shaveh peruta, it means that the last one has shaveh peruta. It's very good. Ela Rabu Shmuel, de'am de talvayu areshaka'e. Oh, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, it said that the case in yesh ba'chatem shaveh peruta is going back on the resha, ve'ochelet it's tericha le. And the hadush is, even though she's eating it, still you need a shaveh peruta. Hachat klale kachashiv. Over here in this braita, over here, it only discusses cases of klale, which means bezu, bezu, bezu. Perate lo kachashiv. It doesn't list a case of prat, which means this ochelet, you said, is only going back on the resha. That the Shah case is not written in the Braita. So then what does that statement at the end of the Braita mean? What does that mean? You're learning Be'ahad Mehem means even the first one. But it cannot be the way you're learning. Because the Be'ahad Mehem over here is the first one as a Shaveh Peruta. Right? If you were eating it over here, so then you're coming along to say that it's going back on the Resha. But that Resha case is not represented in the Braita. The Braita only discusses Klalim, the Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. That's much like the case that says it's going back on Akim, but the Prate is not discussed over here. That's the Gemara's question. Elal de Rabu Shmuel. Tamit Abba Reshaka, Yochet Tzericha, Le Hacha Klale Achashiv. It only discusses the case of Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. Or Be'elu, the all-inclusive cases. Prate Lo Kachashiv. It doesn't discuss it kachili bezu, it kachili bezu, like it says now Mishnah. And therefore, why did the Braita say at the end that if she was eating each pri immediately, mekudeshet, if one of them has a shaveh peruta, which is mashma, even if the last one is not a shaveh peruta? That case over there, in bezu, 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 it's not chal until the end. You can't. The way that Shita learns, im yesh be'achat mehem shaveh peruta, is even the first one. Right. And that's not so. The first one is a shaveh peruta, it's still not mekudesh. It's got to wait until the end, until she gets the last one.
Or even the first and second together.
Right. But it doesn't matter if the first one is a shaveh peruta. According to that, bezu, 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 the condition is not hal until the end. So how can you tell me yesh be'achat mehem shaveh peruta? Meaning if the first one is a shaveh peruta, mekudesh. That's not so. Because the condition is not hal until the end. Bezu, bezu, bezu. When is the kiddush stop? Bezu, bezu, bezu. When is the kiddush in hal? Bezu, bezu, bezu. When is the kiddush in hal?
Well, what did he say?
Again, there's a big difference between it kachili bezu, it kachili bezu, it kachili bezu.
That each one is separately. So because she can be challah after the first one. And that's the way he learned. He like that ochelet. If she was eating them, kachini bezu, still it has to be a shaveh peruta, the first one, because she would have thought eating, you don't need a shaveh peruta, katana has a lot, kamas well, no. Good. So if you learn the words, it's the first one. That's the way he's learning. Now, if you're learning what's going on the first one, this bracha makes no sense. Because this bracha only discusses the general cases. Oh, if the first one has a shaveh peruta, mikodeshet. That's wrong. The first one has a shaveh peruta, not mikodeshet. Because it's not mikodeshet really until the end. So how's that shita gonna learn? Yeah? So, but how can it be mikodeshet after the first one, bezu? Kachiri bezu. And here's the shaveh peruta berishona. Mikodeshet. That's not mikodeshet now. Kedushin zan until the end. Because the Gemara said, no problem, Hamani. Who's the author of that case, this case in the Braita? The B. The Amar. This is talking about a case of Pigul. We have a situation over here where a Kohen has a bad thought during the time that he's bringing a Korban. He thinks that he's going to eat the Korban, Chutz L'Zmano, past its allotted time, or Chutz L'Mkomo is going to eat it outside the parameters of where he's able to eat it, Yerushalayim. So that's considered Pigul. Korban is Basul, and anybody that eats it gets Karet. Right? That's a serious issue over here. Now, the law of Pigul is, it only applies that you get Karet if that's the only Psul in the Korban. Okay? Which means, that's got to be the... There's another Psul in the Korban besides the Pigul, so then the Pigul does not make it Karet. Okay, that's the deen over there that they learn over here. Now, for example, let's say you had two Piguls. The Korban, the guy had two machshavot. He said, right, chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mekomo. Okay? So he had both. So if he had both over there, so the kaora, since there's two items now on the Korban, so it takes off the karet. Okay? That's the shita out there. Now, however, Hakamim hold that even if the psul dosap happened after the first pigul. Even at the time of the first pigul, chutz l'zmano, that was the only thing that was on it. But then you almost see chutz l'mekomo, doesn't matter. That is two items on the thing. Hakamim say there's no karet. Even at the time of the first pigul, it was the only psul. Since another psul was added, there's no karet. That's shita of Hakamim. Okay? Good. Now, according to the Biyuda, however, he says no. If at the time of the original pigul, that's the only item that was on it, even though you were mosif another pigul later on, doesn't matter. Since it was the only thing that was there, there was going to be a karet on that item. Good? Now, what's the case over there that it brings down over here? It says, let's say he had kavanah de kohen in his mind. Kizayit ma korban de mahar and kizayit bahutz. Okay? Kezayit of the Korban I'm going to eat tomorrow. That's chutz l'zmano. And kezayit lemachar. So therefore, according to Hachamim, Korban is pasul, but there's no karet. Because bottom line, there's two isudim on it. And according to the Biyuda, it's pigul that has karet. Okay? So far, so good. Now, Gemara over there brings down shitat to the B. Once we know the machlok and Hachamim and the Biyuda, how pigul works, now the B comes into the play over here. That what? It doesn't matter how he expressed these two machshavot. Whether he expressed it with a vav, meaning kezayit lemachar vekezayit bahutz, he expressed it with a vav, or he just said kezayit lemachar kezayit bahutz. Both are considered two separate machshavot, and therefore, since they're considered two separate machshavot. The first pigul was alone. Therefore, according to the Biyuda, there's going to be a karet, even though you use the word there. Again, the guy said, kezayit holds lemkomo, ve kezayit holds lezmano. Let's say that was the case. According to the B, even though you said the word there, so you would have think maybe there means it's all what I saw simultaneously, both items went on it, and therefore there's no keret. Kamashmana, and the Rabbi says, no, even though you use the word ver, it separates. And therefore, it's as if he said, kezayit chutzle mekomo, ve kezayit chutzle zmano, even though right now there's two items on the Qurban, but it happened at separate times. Therefore, going to be there is going to be cut, even though he used the word vav. So you see, according to the B, the vav do not affect it to make it one item. Even the vav they use, it's still considered separate items. Oh, so according to this over here, the Gemara says, who's the author of this braita? Hamani Rabbi. Tamaloshina kezayit kezayit. By the pigul. Tamaloshina kezayit. Ukezayit. So therefore, prata have. Therefore, the braita is discussing two separate kiddushins. Even when he says it, kachili bezu, ubezu, ubezu, the vav is not mitzaref to one kiddushin. Bezu, ubezu, bezu, according to the B, is considered bezu, separate, ubezu, separate. Ubezu. Oh, so if you consider the bezu, ubezu, bezu separate, then braita makes sense. If you ate the first one and it had a shaveh peruta, mekudesh it, because each one is separate.
You don't have to get to
the last one. You don't have to get to the last one, because he learns even bezu, ubezu, the vav is not mixed up to one. I'm just like we see a shita by pigu. Very nice. So therefore that shita works out, comes again and continues. Amar Rav Mekadesh B'Melve Ena Mekudeshet. Rav Shita, remember Rav. Rav holds Mekadesh B'Melve. Kedushin with a Melve. Melve is alone, which means, let's get the case. The husband lent money to the lady. Right? She has the money by her. He comes away and says, that money that I gave you as a loan, that's the money I want to use for the Kedushin. Mekadesh B'Melve Ena Mekudeshet. Keep it. So he was, no good. Why? What do you do with the money of a loan? She spent it already. Some money. Because she doesn't owe that money back. She owes a different money back. Never. The money I gave you is a loan, Mikodesh. It's my money. Give me Mikodesh, me, with something that belongs to me. You got to give me something else. You got to understand that. Look at that she. Second wide line. Even if it's still there. Yeah, even if it's on her dresser, she signed the exact money that he gave. Why? He could spend it, she could spend it whenever she wants. She doesn't have to have it available at any moment that the guy could come and claim it back. She doesn't have to put it in real goods or things like that. There's always a value to it that the guy could pick it back. They came into Lotzanitna, have a kedida. It's like her money. She could take the money. She wants to burn it. She can burn the money. She owes something. Okay, she owes it. But with the money that I gave you, give me a condition. What do you mean, the money? That's my money.
She has to return it the minute she has to return it.
But he's saying right now, be me condition with the melve. I don't care if it's on a dresser. I can do whatever I want with that money. It means her money. Therefore, not be condition. Now, so comes the Gemara and says, Neima ketanei. Hold up. We have a machloket tanaim on this subject. Not so simple, that. Not what does it say? The Mekadesh B'Melve and the Mekudesh V'yesh Omri Mekudesh. So you see, there's a shita out there. That's what it is, Mekudesh. It must be the Mahlok. It is the following. Must be that there's a shita out there. What the Melve is? Lav Lotza Anitna, which means she cannot spend it on whatever she wants. The money always has to be available. And therefore, really, the guy that lent the money, it's still really his money. Therefore, he could be Mekadesha with that money. Gemara says, V'tizbera, come on, are you telling me over here that there's a shita like that? Ema sefa, it says, V'shavim b'mecher, shezeh kana. Everybody holds in mecher, it's kana, which means, let's say, same case, but by transaction. I lent the guy money, right? Now I come along and say, you know what? I want to buy a field with the money that you owe me. From the loan, I want that money to be that's the sale money. That's the purchase money. Okay, the money that I gave you for the loan. Everybody holds in that case over there, kana. Now, iyamat mevelo hotza'anitna. If you're holding mevelo hotza'anitna, can be b'may kaneh. What did he acquire? The money's not here anymore. You cannot buy an item with somebody else's money. So therefore, you cannot learn the case was talking about a regular halva'ah. Because how could you say that what? That if it was a purchase, everybody holds the purchase. She says, again, I lent you money. Okay? Now I come along and say, sooner so I'd like to buy your field. So she says, I pay me. I have the halva'ah money. That's my payment. But the other halva'ah lo sa'anit now, I didn't give him anything. It's his money. You cannot learn the case like this because then it doesn't make sense why everybody would hold that by a purchase, it's okay. If it's a shetan, it says, purchase should not be good either. I'm not giving him any money at the time. So the Abra says, you're right. So we're learning the case wrong. It's not, in the case of Mekadesh ben Malzeh, it's not like we learned it. Because then it's not going to make sense by Kenyan. Amar of Nachman, Huna Chavrin. Huna and the Tamideh Hakamim, Mukim, Rabbi Mili, Ohare. Learned the case, a different scenario. Huna Chavrin. Huna, our friend. Mukim na bemili acharai. He learned the brayta. It's talking about a totally different case. Like I'm asking, I can go to Amad. This is a new case. It kachili bemane. Okay, tells the lady, kachili bemane. Vinimsa mane chaser dinar. Oh, she counted the money. It was missing a dinar. Make it our terminology. It kachili in this dollar. He threw change in her hand. He looks at the change. It's 90 cents. It's short a dime. Oh, so really what? Now, I owe you. So the Gemara says, Mosabar. So one shita, that's the type of malveh that we're talking about. It's a malveh that what? Now she's owed money. See, she got 90 cents. She's owed 10 cents. Do we say that it's a kiddushin or not? What should it be dependent on? What's the mahloket? Okay, case like this. Mosabar kisifa la milta limit pe'ay. She's going to be embarrassed to go now and ask the guy for the 10 cents. Yeah, for 10 cents, she's going to go ask the guy. It's embarrassing. And therefore, what? Since she's embarrassed, therefore, no kiddushin. Why? Because she's not somechida. For a lady to be in kiddush, she has to be somechida, meaning accept the terms, to be in kiddush. So therefore, once she gets 90 cents in her brain, she knows she's not asking for the 10 cents. Therefore, even if he gives her the 10 cents, doesn't matter. In her brain, she's not accepted as a kiddushin. Therefore, no good. So look, she's not embarrassed. Therefore, the kiddushin will be a kiddushin so long as what? He pays her the 10 cents. Good, so that's the milveh that we're talking about over here, where she got the money. So, but by mecher, everybody will say it's good, that case. Because Mechid, bottom line, she got 90 cents. But here, I want to buy you a field. Okay? I'll buy the field from you for a dollar. Okay? He gives her 90 cents. Oh, he's giving her something. Okay? We understand why she... So he owes her 10 cents. Okay? So he owes her 10 cents. The sale is the sale. By the way, she did get money for the field. Okay? Very good. Now. Good. So that's the case over here. The machloket is she going to... Accept it, is she embarrassed or not? What does that mean? Oh, we're going to see now. Right, which means...
So his intention.
Which means by mecher, by a sale, everybody will be, she's not embarrassed to ask for the extra... money, because I'm not marrying you. Business, you're not embarrassed to ask the guy you owe me the money. But by kiddushin, you're embarrassed now. You owe me 10 cents. So that's the machloket. By mecher, gave him 90 cents. It's short 10 cents. Sale is a sale. You know why? Because in her brain, she's saying, I'm selling. He owes me 10 cents. No problem. I'll go to him and I'll get the 10 cents out of him. Aren't you embarrassed to go to somebody for 10 cents? Why should you be embarrassed? Business. I sold for 10 cents or more. I'm going to get that money. Meshaga by kiddushin, guy said I'll be kiddushin with a dollar, and she cancels only 90 cents. So one rabbi says that she's not going to the guy now to harass him for 10 cents. Therefore, she's not so mekdat. Even if he gives it to her, and her brain when she took this money, her brain was I'm not being mekaddish to this guy. Another she says no. In that case, she'll go to the guy for the 10 cents. And therefore, when he finally pays it, it'll be mekaddish. Also, now the Gemara says that's only maybe in a case where it's a small margin. That she's not embarrassed. But let's say it's a bigger margin. So the Gemara says, so we'll see. That's right. The Gemara says, "Ve'elahad amar bi elazad." It's kachidi b'maneh. It's a dollar. Ve'natan la dinar. He gave a 10 cents this time. So now 90 cents is outstanding. So what's the deen? Harezu mikudeshet v'yashlim. But here we say what? According to everybody, mikudeshet. But what? He's got to complete it. Ve'ema ketanei amar l'shmate. What is he saying? His statement only according to one tana? Which is when he said over there, Mikudesh, is that only according to the opinion that says the lady's not embarrassed? So Gemara says, Amre, Mane hased dinar kisifa la milta levet be'e. Mane hased tish'im v'teisha, lo kisifa la milta levet be'e. Here's different, which means when it's missing only 10 cents, then you can argue she's embarrassed to claim it. But if it's missing 99 cents, she's not embarrassed. The guy didn't pay anything. He only paid her a penny. Then everybody's going to agree, Mikudesh. Because when she accepts the penny, that brings you saying, I accept it. No, wait, I'm going to get the 99 cents from it. Aren't you embarrassed? I should be embarrassed. The guy give me anything yet. The guy give me a penny. I'm not embarrassed. It's the whole item. The whole item she's not embarrassed to. So there is a difference between the margin of how much he said he's going to give and how much he actually gave. Okay, that's the case. But again, court to Rav, in a regular milveh, not this case where I owe you, regular case of milveh, he gave her money. The money is used to spend the milveh no tzaretna. In that case, over there, we're going to say, in a mikudeshet. Why? He didn't give anything. It's her money. Her money, she could spend it. When I say mikudesh with the money that I gave you for a loan, it's my money. You can't be mikudesh me with my money. Good, that's not. She tells. So that's Gemara begins. Gemara says, Metive, we have a question now. Omer Isha. Okay, guy tells a lady, Kachin de pikadon, she yeshli biyadech. The guy gave a lady a pikadon. Something to watch. Gave her a vase. Okay, glass box. Let me favor, watch this for me. She's just submitted to Picadon. She's watching it. It's Kachiri with Picadon. That Picadon that I gave you, I want you to be with the Valka, Umetzaato, Shinigdam, Oshay Abad. So she went back home. She saw somebody either stole it or it got lost. So now the deal is like this. Keen, Shteyde, Mene, Shave, Piruta. If there's at least a Shave, Piruta left of the items, okay? So then already, Mikudeshet. It's going to be Mikudeshet. Fine. We can accept that. Because bottom line, she has something that now becomes hers. And it's worth a shaveh peruta. Right? The pekadon is not hers. She's only watching. The pekadon belongs to the
shemeshina.
She's a shemeshina. The pekadon does not belong to her. She's just watching it. Oh, let's go slow. What about the shemeshina? She's just watching it. It belongs to the husband. So when she comes along to the kachini with the pekadon, okay, baby, the only thing you just have to ascertain now is what? Is there Shavuot Pekadon the Pekadon left? She comes home, the game was stolen. So she said, oh, there's still a little left. Okay, the witnesses come over there, Shavuot Pekadon, it'll be the Kodesh. That case we understand. Right? Next case, Vim Lam, it'll be Kodesh. No, we understand. Not that, because she didn't get Shavuot Pekadon for Kedushi. That's the case of Pekadon. So Pekadon, Ye Peruta, the Kodesh, no Peruta, no the Kodesh. Case number two, milveh. What's the case of milveh? He lent the money, and he comes along and says, I have to kodesh it, the money that I lent you. Even though at the time of Kiddushin, she spent it. There's nothing here. Even though there's no Shaveh Peruta, me kodesh it. How could it be? So he's learning over here, because she gets a hana'ah that he forgave the loan. There is a value over there. She would pay money to get this loan canceled. Right? She'd be willing to pay somebody $100 to get this $1,000 loan erased. So by him saying over there, the money that I lent you be mikodesh, I mean, that's the actual money. So let's stop. Let's just understand good. My pekadon depends. Ye peruta, no peruta. Right? Bye. Malveh, even if there's no peruta, mikudesh it. Because I'm mikudesh with the hana'ah of the mechida of the chob. No? Okay, now we have that's tarakama. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Meir, Malveh harehi ke pikadon. Which means, yep, peruta left over. Mikudeshet. No peruta left over? Not mikudeshet. He does not make a chiduk. Oh. to Rabbi Shimon, he holds, I agree if a guy comes along and says explicitly, I'm being the Kadesh Yidu with the Hana'ah of the cancellation. But he didn't say that over here. He just said, he didn't say b'mechilat. He meant b'mechilat milveh, therefore even though there's nothing left, he means with the Hana'ah that you have to pay me back. Rabbi Shimon said, he didn't say that. Therefore, if there's a Shavet Pruta left over, okay, then already you can say Mikudeshet. If not, not. But what do you see? You see that according to everybody, you could be Mikudesh with a Melveh. Rav, you held Mikudesh with the, even if there's a Shavet Pruta left over, you held Melveh not to Anit now. It's mine. You can't be Mikudesh with, I don't care if there's a Shavet Pruta left over. It's my Shavet Pruta. But you see, according to everybody over there, no. If there's a Shavet Pruta left over, Mikudeshet. Because everybody, then the Bishamon, then Terekama, and then you see what that's against Rav. Understand? So Kazi Gavra says, Ad Kalo Perigi, Ele the most of our men, they are forgot the Lord, the Steremen, the Shevipruta, or most of our Steremen, the Shevipruta, in Vilo, the Shevipruta, no, about the Chula Amma, the Kadesh, the Kodesh. The whole Machlokra of the is, you need Shevipruta, or not Shevipruta, but everybody agrees, that if you Mekadesh with a Malveh, it is Mekadesh. Everybody will get this, a Shavet Pruta left over. Everybody agrees you can be Mekadesh with that. Even though Malveh, we learned to call the Rav Merud, because the Rotsa Anita. So, the Chavra Rav is going against all these rabbis. Right, that's the question. Amma Rava. So Rav says, Vetizbera, hai, mitavetzta, namishabishtai. If you ask me a question from the writer, come out. You think this Breita is legitimate? This Breita makes no sense. So don't ask me from a shibush, from a Breita that makes no sense, because when you start to analyze it, which we're going to do now, you'll see that it's very hard to make sense of this Breita, the way it's written. So therefore, don't think it's a shibush. Therefore, don't ask me. You can only ask a question from a Breita that's established. That's a legitimate Breita. But if the Breita has shibushim in it, which means has falsities in it, like we're going to see now, then ask me a question. Now, what's the shibush? So Gemara says, I pekadon echidame. Okay, that's kosla. What Tanakama say? Guy gave a lady a pekadon, he said, the vase. Okay? Are at the kudesh itni, the pekadon. She goes home, was stolen, was lost. So what do we say? It is a Shavet Peruta left over, Mekudesh. No Shavet Peruta, and a Mekudesh. Right, that was the case? Now let's analyze. Gemara. Give me some of the details. Idekabil ale ahrayut. If it's somebody where the lady accepted upon herself ahrayut. What does ahrayut mean? I'm responsible. If anything happens to it, I'm going to pay for it. Oh, so if she accepts upon herself, so therefore, what is Tanakama coming along and saying? That what? That if there's no Shavet Peruta, she's not Mekudeshet. Hainu Melveh. This is considered a Melveh. And therefore, Lecha'ora, it should be Mekudeshet even without a Shavet Peruta. She owes it. Like she owes. Normally, Shemin Hanam doesn't know it. Shemin Hanam is Fatur on Geneva Ve'Avedah. She accepted upon herself Ahrayut. No way. I'm on the hook, whatever happens to her. Good. So she owes this item. So therefore, the Chaura, even if there's nothing left over, it should be considered you're being Mekadesh with what she owes, or like Tarakama held, the pleasure that she gets by forgiving her. Therefore, if that's the case, you don't have to tell me the case that Pekadon is talking about, Dafka with a Shavet Peruta. Even when there's not a Shavet Peruta, it should be Mekudesh, because it's like a Melveh. No? So you know what I said? Idelo kabir ale aharayut. Oh, so it must be the case of talking that where she did not accept upon herself aharayut, responsibility. And therefore, that's why you said only if there's a Shavet Peruta left over. So Mekudesh with that Shavet Peruta. No Shavet Peruta. No. Good. No good. Why? Adetani sefa. You brought me the second case. What did you have to go to Milveh for? to show me a case where there's not a Shaveh Peruta. You could have stayed in the case of Pikadon, and you could have said the following. Now, what you didn't accept the Paras of Ahrayut, then already you need a Shaveh Peruta. Avad kibna ala Ahrayut, afagad v'rosh te'yemin Shaveh Peruta, nekudeshet. Which means we always rather you stay in the same case instead of introducing a new case. So you want to show me in the Braita the difference between sometimes where there's a Shaveh Peruta, sometimes where there's no Shaveh Peruta. So how did you bring it? You brought it to me like this. We have a Braita, beautiful Braita, by Pikadon. If there's a Shaveh Peruta left over, Mekudeshet. But if there's not a Shaveh Peruta left over, in a Mekudeshet. Oh, Papa Malve, even if there's not a Shaveh Peruta, Mekudeshet. Because the Mechila is a Hana'ah. Where did you have to go to Malve for? You could have stayed in Pikadon and you could have said like this. If she accepted upon herself, you could say like this. That what? Are you going to tell me that you need a Shaveh Peruta? That's only where she did not accept upon herself a Halayut. Therefore, you need a Shaveh Peruta for the Kiddushin. But if she accepted upon herself a Halayut, then already, even if there's nothing left, it's a Malveh, therefore should be. You didn't have to jump to Malveh. You could have gave the Hiluk in Pikadon itself. Therefore, basically, he's trying to say the bright doesn't make sense the way it's written over here. So when he asked me a question on me from this bright over here, obviously the bright, you got to adjust it. How are you going to adjust it? You got to change the grisa and read it like this. The exact opposite. So that says I'm good. Which means, by Pikadon, yeah, peruta, no peruta. That we're going to make a hiluk. But by Malveh, even if there's a peruta left over, no good. You know why? Because Malveh, now it's a hiluk now. Thank you very much. The Brit is very good at coin to Rav. And the Rabbi Shimon of Elat, Rosh Rabin, Malveh, Arei, Kepikadon, and if we make a hiluk, if there's a Shaveh peruta left over, yeah, if not, not. And therefore, we have a machlokin in the Brit, that you can be Mekadosh with a Malveh or not. And the Rav says, I go like that, come on, it says you're going to be Mekadosh with a Malveh. Very good. So therefore, the Brit, no question. We thought originally the Brit that's going to start was, Uben Malveh, even without a Shaveh peruta, it's good. What do you mean, that's against Rav? If there's a Shaveh Peruta, no good. And the Rabbi Shimon happens to come along and say, no, if there's a Shaveh Peruta, it's like a Pikadon. So there is a Machloket comes. That's what you can say. That is going at least like Tanakama. What's the Machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon? Amar Rabbi Shkachtinu L'Rabban Debe Rabdiya Deveka Amre B'milveh Pirshut be'alin lahazara vehu hadin le'onsin kamepalge. That's the machloket over here. Everybody holds regular mekadesh b'malveh in a mekadesh. I give you a loan, you spent it. Now I come along and say, oh, the malveh, it's mine. Everybody agrees, that's not the case. Everybody agrees, no good. You know what the machloket Tanakama and Bishwan and his braita is? I give you a loan, you didn't touch it yet. You didn't spend a penny of it yet. Oh, so the question is, at this point over here, if you didn't spend it, is the Malveh allowed to change his mind and say, give it to me back? Everybody knows, once he spent it, already that's it, it's mine. No kiddushin. Here we're talking about where he took it, the Malveh took it, he's holding it, didn't spend a penny of it yet. Can I come over there? You didn't touch it yet, I want it back. Or, if let's say something happened to this item now, honest, let's say I got struck by lightning and got burnt, who's on the hook? If you say it's the Malveh's, so he lost his money. But if you say no, it's the Malveh's, since it's in his possession, then he's on the hook. So the question is, who's responsible on unseen before the money is used, and can the Malveh make Hazara before the money was used? So the Gemara says, Mor savar milveh birshut loveh kaima. Even before he spent it, it's considered the levers. Therefore, you cannot be mekadesh with that money. It's my money. Oh, but you didn't spend it. Well, you can spend it. That's why it's my possession. I got it now. I can do whatever I want with it. Oh, but you didn't spend it yet. So what? Therefore, you cannot be mekadesh. And you're right. If it got struck by lightning, the levers has to pay for it. It's mine. It's his for everything. It's his that you can't retract. And it's his also that if again something happens to it, he's like, therefore, you cannot be mekadesh. Umor savar milva birshu ba'alim kaima. The Bishop wants to know, since you didn't spend a penny of it yet, it's considered the malvez. Nafkamina, to get struck by lightning, sorry, malvez, you lost your money. And also nafkamina, hare at mekudeshet li with that money, that's my money. And therefore can be mekudeshet. So that's why we learned the mahloket. Before any money was spent, who's it considered? Which everybody agrees, regular mekadesh malvez, no good. Once you start spending it, it's the levez money. I don't care if there's $100 left over. It's my money. Whatever I want with it. You can't make it this new. Put it in pockets, not enough. He has to start spending it. Right? Guy took it. Thank you very much for the $10,000. Put it in his pocket. According to Tanakama, you put it in your pocket. It's his. No, it's his. It's the levez. The Bishop wants the Hadush. The Bishop wants it. The Malveh comes back and says, hey, Bobby, did you spend any of that money yet? No, it's in my pocket. I want it back. You can take it back. It still is. But it got hit by lightning. Right, hold it in his pocket. With you, hold it in his pocket. Sorry, Malveh, you lost the money. I didn't spend it yet. Good. And that's going to be that, but for Kiddushin. Okay, now, continue. So Rabbi comes along and says, okay, but I can't. I hear what you're saying, that you want to make the machlok like that, but I can't explain it so far like you're explaining it. My own scene. You want to tell me that he could retract, fine. But you want to tell me unseen that if something happens to the malveh loses, it's in his pocket. That makes no sense. So he says, you just said, v'amin elu. Rabbi tells the students, le unseen kula'ama lepelihi debrishut ovekane. If something happens to it, where everybody agrees, it's the lovez. Because it was in his pocket, like you said. However, it's not going to be worse than if, let's say, you borrow something. You borrow something, if something happens to it, even if it got struck by lightning, who's on the hook? The borrower. So this is worse, because this you're borrowing. Something that you borrow, you can't destroy. Here, I'm allowed to use it for myself, so called Shekhar would be on the hook for unseen. And he says, Ma she'ela dad rabbi'ina. And what if something that's borrowed, that you have to return it as is, and still what? Hayab be unseen. Milbeh lo called Shekhar. A loan that I could use. I have rights to use. Certainly I should be hayab be unseen. So there's no unseen, no one argues. Ela haka mevelu shubal mehazara ika benayo. The only mahloket is, can he retract or not? Don't go so far. So Rava only did was like he limited the mahloket. Don't get involved with the onsi. Okay, good. Kabbalah says, "De'elahada maravuna." What are you talking about? We have a statement of Ravuna. Hashoel kordom mehavero. Guy borrows. What is it? An axe?
Hatchet.
A hatchet. Good. He borrows a hatchet from his friend. Okay, for let's say 10 days. I want to borrow it for 10 days. Bikeyabo. If he used it to let's say cut the trees, kinao. So then already, the 10-day contract begins. Okay? And you get back out. Once he starts to use it, the lender cannot back out. Lo bikeyabo, lo kinao. But if he didn't start using it yet, the guy can back out. He said, no, I want my hatchet back. So Gemara says, le'ema ketaneyam la lishmate. Are you saying that this statement over here of Ravuna is going really according to only one Tana? That's going according to what? The Shita of Rabbi Shimon, of the Braita, that's making a Chiluk that what? It depends if he used the loan or not. If he didn't use the loan or not, he can back out. If he used it, he can't back out. So is this going according to that one Shita? No. Ad kalo perigi ela b'melveh. The Rabbi Shimon only argues by melveh de lo hadra be'ayna. That a melveh, you don't have to return the actual item itself. So when you don't have to return the actual item itself, so therefore, he makes a haluk if he started to use it or not. But by a borrowed item, you got to return the actual hatchet itself. Which means we can make a haluk between a loan of money and an object, which is ma'ot, the money of alva'a, you don't return it. Right? You can return different monies over there. Therefore, since we have to return it, Tana Kama's going to hold, that's the key, Tana Kama's going to hold by money. Once the money comes to my pocket, even though I didn't spend it yet, fine. You can't back out. But Tana Kama will agree by a hatchet, since I have to return the exact item, the contract doesn't start until I actually use it. But if I didn't use it, the guy can back out. So even Tana Kama will agree by borrowed items as opposed to money. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, Neima Ketana'e. Let us say that the following case is a Mahlok Ketana'e. What's the case? It Kachili Bishtar Hov. Guy has, let's say, a Shtar Hov. So and so owes me $100. It's a Shtar. He gives it to the lady. I'm giving you this value, this Shtar Hov. This paper has value. Kachili, that she can go collect. It Kachili Bishtar Hov. Or let's say other people owed him money, and he wrote a note over there that what that she can go collect. What's the deen? If it's mekudeshet or not. So Gemara doesn't hold it. Let's give me the case of shtar chov. If it means that what somebody else owes him money and he's giving her that star, we have that case ready. That's the second case. That somebody else, there's two cases in the writer. It's the same case. Star chov or somebody else owes him money. That's the same case. Elalab shtar chov dida. Oh, must be talking about that what she owes him money. And therefore, he's giving the shtar back and saying, what? The mazeh that you owe me, that's the kedushin. It's her debt. And what do we see over here? Mekadesh b'mazeh kamipalgeh. And you see, it's a machloket. So therefore, this mekadesh b'mazeh, you see, is a machloket. Tanaim. He's giving her back her note. Her own paper. Right? Rip it up. So give us a mishmi, because where's the kesef? It's the mazeh. Oh, so you see over there, you can't be Mekadesh B'Mazeh according to one Shita. Gemara says, no. Le'olam b'shtar chov da'achirim. Really, I'll tell you, that case is talking about Asahiz. He's Mekadeshing with somebody else's money over there. So what's the case then? So what's the other case? Ha'achab b'mezeh b'shtar u'b'mezeh al-peh kamepalgeh. Right. The machloket over here is two cases. Mezeh b'shtar, we have a case with on a paper, or it was verbal. Okay, let's see the cases now. Mezeh b'shtar, that's the first case with the shtar chov. Joe owes me money, I have a shtar. I give the shtar to the lady, I let me conditionally b'shtar chov. Now, she has a paper, she can go collect it from Joe. Machloket in that case. What's the machloket? If Lutad the people have been on commit pagi, the Tanya, otiyot niknot b'msira, divrei rabbi. According to the Bishop, very good. How do you give this paper over to the lady? You give it over. Let me see that. Once she has the paper in her hand, she acquires the letters on the paper also, which is the debt. And then she gets paid. Dachamim omrim, ben shekatab velo masar, ben shemasar velo katab, lo kana ad sheyichtov v'yimsor. Not enough. When you give over the paper to the lady, you know what you gave over to her? Paper. Now she owns paper. But the words on the paper, what it says in the paper, she didn't kinyan yet. You have to actually write. I hereby authorize that debt that this guy owes you, and you got to write that on also. So she's got to own the paper, and you got to write a letter with it also. But she, how do you transfer a shtar chov to somebody? What now? I said, give it to her. Miss me, now I got the paper. Paper, I've got the paper, I can also. I said, no, that's not enough. You want to transfer over a paper to somebody else? You got to give it a paper and write over also. You're giving it to. Oh, so now we understand the machloket between the Bimeir and Hakamim. More itle the Rabbi, which is the Bimeir that says what? Mekudeshet. Holds like Rabbi, it's enough just to give over the star. And therefore she has value. Or more sabah, more itle the Rabbi. And therefore just giving over, you didn't give anything. You just gave her a piece of paper. Therefore, and a Mekudeshet. The machloket over here is how to transfer over a Ashtar. That's the first case. Ashtar, Chov. Okay, so that's the overlaying over there. That's the case over there. The Ashtar Chov case is different than the second case over there. The second case over there was Baal Peh. Baal Peh, this guy owes me money, so then everybody reads. You have to write it down and give it to him. So that's a regular machlokes. You have to write it down or not write it down. The first case was talking about Ashtar Chov. And what's the hadush in that case of Ashtar Chov? How do you transfer it over to the Ha'onat? That's it. That's all you have to know. Mesirat Shtar is not enough. Ela, you have to write it down. It's enough. Very good. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.